Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Have you ever seen... I'm so sorry.
Why?
Your shoulder shrug was legendary just now. Oh, okay. Are we okay?
Are you good?
I think so. I don't think so.
No, he's not.
Gwyneth Paltrow suggests you buy your mom a Bob, a battery operated boyfriend. She's selling one. She's selling some big.
Who has ever called it a Bob?
We call it a Bob. It's like on the show how we don't say the S word, we say relations. Yeah. It's like, what other word? It's like, okay. It feels weird.
I'll be honest, I've never needed a replacement for that word so often that I have one ready to go. So,
what does that say about you? Welcome to the show. You're going to need one now.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm ever going to take advice from Gwyneth Paltrow, just in general. So,
but your mom's a woman.
Yeah.
What? All of our moms are a woman, right? And
she can buy her own. I want her to have one. Have fun. Live life. I'm not buying it for you.
In no world would I purchase that for my mother. Or for anyone?
Really?
Yeah. Other than maybe like a bachelorette party.
Oh my God. Okay. I have a couple things to say. I promise that before we're done, I'll explain why T-Ack did a weird shoulder shrug that had me laughing my butt off. But I want to say this. To me, I feel like gifts, the best gift is something someone won't buy for themselves. And like, there are women who feel weird about buying a Bob. And it's like,
and you're going to be the savior who comes in and buys Bobs for everyone?
I have.
You get a Bob.
Yeah, literally.
I have.
But was it someone you were romantically involved with?
Yes.
Very different than your mother.
Not really.
He's giving them to all of us at Christmas.
No, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
But your mom, like, this is saying, I'm going to try to make the case. And I'm not saying I necessarily believe it. So you can stop your angry texts right now. But like, to steel man the argument, like, mom, I still think of you. I think of you as my mom, but I know you're a woman. So knock yourself out. Like, there's something, like, you buy your mom a massage. I know it's not the same, but you get her a spa day, right?
Yes.
You get her.
Yeah, sure. I think it's just.
Erica gets paid to talk, and she just went.
I was out of words there.
I think it's weird at certain things. I had a similar experience. Let me explain.
What do you mean?
Is this with your mom?
Similar. No, okay. Listen, I think there are certain things, like once for Christmas, my wife got me a Manscaped thing. a ball trimmer.
Oh my goodness!
We have a different word for Bob, but we don't. We're just rocking
berries?
Right into
the berries trimmer.
Hold up! I don't know which words we're replacing, which words we're out. So we're just saying so that
it
one.
It was a manscaper thing.
Yeah,
and she just wrapped it, and so we're doing Christmas with her parents, and I just opened it.
What do you mean? No.
And with her parents?
So what?
And he's opening a manscaper?
Yes.
Yeah, I did.
From
yeah.
his their child?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. And it was a little
Do you know that your parents have relations? Not anymore, but they did.
Not with each other, but they're both now married. Yeah. And I would rather never think about that.
But you know.
See, I disagree.
You're thinking about your parents getting it on?
I want them to be happy, yeah. I want that to happen for them.
It's
because
not.
I'm an adult. And I can separate, I understand.
Okay, that felt a little backhanded. Childish by T-Hack.
You know, you heard it that way, but that's not what he said. He was only talking about him. He wasn't referring to everybody else in the room.
No, he was directly responding to me saying that I'd rather not think about it.
Everyone is like that. Everyone's like, oh, gross. And it's like, especially my parents are still married, or your parents are married too. Wouldn't you want them to have a healthy relationship like that, you know?
I'm unfortunately a little bit on Erica's side. Like, my father has recently passed, but I also, like, the one time I went over there unannounced and then they just kind of disheveled, showed up at the door, I was like, oh God, please no.
No
And
way.
I know that's weird, because you're right. The true emotion should be, oh my God, yay, they're still, God, at that age, they're still, yes.
Yeah,
but I'm just like,
great news.
You don't
you don't want this, Bob.
I definitely not.
So the question is this: would you for your mom? If you're gonna, Father's Day is when you give him. This is what makes me so angry: is like, kids give on Father's Day. Here's a tie, and it's like, I don't want a tie.
Mm-hmm. What would you want as a dad? You don't know.
If I say a Bob, the whole room.
That's not what you want.
No, you. I mean, you want. Relations. Guys want relations forever. Like, you just make that our present.
And you want your child to make that happen.
They need to make a little coupon book that the your wife has to honor.
The kids need to make a coupon book to make sure their parents
drawings.
Get it on.
No. Just, okay. So can I circle back real quick?
Yep.
I asked T-Hack what he does for his wife right after asking if he would buy a for his mom. Oh, I just said the other word! Okay. And I said, what do you do for your wife? And you did this weird, awkward shoulder shirt.
What did I do?
I think you thought, I was wondering what you did to make your wife feel good.
Mm.
And I was like asking more what you do for her for Mother's Day. Like,
I get her a present, which I can't say. I have something, but I don't want to say.
You have it already?
Yeah, of course.
It's next week.
Is it really that soon?
Right?
It's
like mid-May. Yeah. It's like late.
Yeah.
Is it the 19th? Not the
12th? No, it's like the 11th, I believe.
Or the 11th.
Well, then it is. Okay. Yeah, it's coming.
So I have a gift. I'll do a card. And she'll get to pick whatever we do all day.
Okay.
It's just like a normal Sunday.
A Bob.
Yeah, and not a Bob.
No.
Okay.
It's not.
But here's the thing, and I don't want to get too off track because I want to keep talking about Bobs because it's making everybody else in the room uncomfortable. But most women say they just want a day off. And I find that fascinating. That, like, they don't... Like, for me, on Father's Day, I want to be with my kids.
Oh, interesting. You know, I'll probably take the kids. That's true.
So she wants time alone.
Yeah, she'll probably take a bath. I'll take the kids. Win-win.
Just time to relax. We'll go to Culver's. I can see that.
Okay.
Women work really hard.
Okay. But it's Mother's Day. Don't you want to be with your kids?
I don't have kids, so I can't.
I know that people are going to text in and say, you asked for relations on Father's Day and you want time with your kids. I want those two things separately.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
1059. Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.